December 30. To the extent that I fail in my responsibilities, AA fails. To the extent that I succeed, AA succeeds. Every failure of mine will set back AA work to that extent. Every success of mine will put AA ahead to that extent. I shall not wait to be drafted for service to others, but I shall volunteer. I shall accept every opportunity to work for AA as a challenge, and I shall do my best to accept every challenge and perform my task as best I can. Will I accept every challenge gladly? Meditation for the day. People are failures in the deepest sense when they seek to live without God's sustaining power. Many people try to be self-sufficient and seek selfish pleasure and find that it does not work too well. No matter how much material wealth they acquire, no matter how much fame and material power, the time of disillusionment and futility usually comes. Death is ahead, and they cannot take any material thing with them when they go. What does it matter if I have gained the whole world, but lost my own soul? Prayer for the day. I pray that I will not come empty to the end of my life. I pray that I may so live that I will not be afraid to die. Laying the foundation. The groundwork has been laid. Do you not see that? Don't you understand that all you have gone through was for a purpose? There was a reason, a good reason for the waiting, the struggle, the pain, and finally the release. You have been prepared. The same way a builder must first tear down and dig out the old to make way for the new, your higher power has been cleaning out the foundation in your life. Have you ever watched a builder at construction? When he begins his work, it looks worse than before he began. What is old and decayed must be removed. What is insufficient or too weak to support the new structure must be removed, replaced, and reinforced. No builder who cares about his or her work would put a new surface over an insufficient support system. The foundation will give way. It would not last. If the finished product is to be what is desired, the work must be done thoroughly from the bottom up. As the work progresses, it often appears to be an upheaval. Often, it does not seem to make sense. It may appear to be wasted time and effort because we cannot see the final product yet. But it is so important that the foundation be laid properly if the fun work, the finishing touches, is to be all that we want it to be. This long, hard time in your life has been for laying of groundwork. It was not without purpose, although at times the purpose may not have been evident or apparent. Now the foundation has been laid. The structure is solid. Now it is time for the finishing touches, the completion. It is time to move the furniture in and enjoy the fruits of the labor. Congratulations. You have had the patience to endure the hard parts. You have trusted, surrendered, and allowed your higher power and the universe to heal and prepare you. Now you shall enjoy the good that has been planned. Now you shall see the purpose. Now it shall all come together and make sense. Enjoy. Today, I will surrender to the laying of the foundation, the groundwork, in my life. If it is time to enjoy the placement of the finishing touches, I will surrender to that and enjoy that too. I will remember to be grateful for a higher power that is a master builder and only has my best interests in mind, creating and constructing my life. I will be grateful for my higher power's care and attention to details in laying the foundation, even though I become impatient at times. I will stand in awe at the beauty of God's finished product. Infused with the wonder of God's love. What about the love? What about the love? That's what? It's the Mysterium Tremendum et Fascinans. It is the energy of Christ informing mortal matter. It is the believing that permeates our being. If we are infused, enthused with joy and this wonder, then it will be infectious, far more infectious than answers to unanswerable questions. God loves us. We are not worthy. God save us from the worthy. We are saved by grace and bathed with love, and if we remember that with sheer hilarious joy, then our numbers will stop dwindling. And numbers are something we should stop worrying about. Remember, our Lord said, "Feed my sheep, not count them." Grace is what it's all about. Lord of lords in human vesture, Christ come to us as the mortal Jesus.